is, or the other words that people call some of the Muslims who unfortunately put themselves in that position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the Quran, and everybody has heard the ayah of the Bilayah of the Shaitan of Rajim. Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Call to the way of that Lord. Bil hikmah. With wisdom. Wa ma'idatun hasanat. And with beautiful, convincing ma'idat. Preaching. Wa ja'adimuhu bil fatihi ahsan. And argue with them in ways that are better and more convincing. Verily, the Lord knows best those who go astray from His path, and He knows those who are guided. Based upon this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Muslims a methodology. An approach to the circumstances of the world and all of the challenges that are in front of them, regardless of what they may be or who they may be. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Muslims to do is to call towards the way of Allah. What is the Sabil of Allah? The Sabil of Allah is the deen of Islam. Call to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran and through the illustrious example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Calling is the matter of the Muslim. Not on special occasions, not when there are conventions, not when there are seminars, not by the scholars, not by the students of knowledge, not by an ecclesiastical group, not by some particular people trained to do so, but every single Muslim, male and female, is supposed to do this calling. And when you don't do the calling, it's the same as when you do not insulate your house. So you live in a house that is not insulated against a fire, so when a fire happens, you're inside of the house, you have no chance to get out. So the Muslims did not insulate themselves. The Muslims did not clarify themselves. The Muslims did not give the message. The Muslims are not giving the message. And because we didn't give the message, and because we didn't insulate ourselves, and we didn't clarify the message, then the wrong message is being given. Because the wrong message is being given, we find ourselves trapped and tricked over and over. So we have other people who are representing the Muslims in giving their call. And in most cases, sociology and students of knowledge here, ask them what is the fatwa about the Muslims living in the Kafir country for any reason other than knowledge and doubt. Ask them. If you came here to get cured for a sickness, and you got your cure, you have to go back. If you came here for school, after you got your degree, you have to go back. So how many people came, and how many people went back? So if you didn't go back, the only other legitimate reason you have to be here is for da'wah. And if you're not given da'wah, and you have betrayed the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you're in betrayal and treacherous towards Allah and His Messenger subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no success for you in America or in the UK or anywhere else. And you would be the law and a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would be judged about that. It is my belief, as a new Muslim, that the most dignified approach to changing the society that we're living in, and the most dignified approach to changing the world that we live in, the most dignified, the most powerful, and profound approach is through doubt. But it takes some training. It takes some commitment. It takes some concentration. It takes some courage. And it takes some form of sacrifice. Especially when you're living in a capitalist, materialist, driven society that makes everyone animals to its system. You have to take some time to determine for yourself as a Muslim what is your purpose in this society. And you have to make some time for da'wah, because da'wah is not just talking to your neighbor. Da'wah is not handing out pamphlets in the street. Da'wah is not inviting somebody to a conference or a seminar. That's not the real da'wah. The real da'wah is that the person themselves has engaged in preparation. And the person has themselves made the intention to do that. And they have figured out different strategies and they have sacrificed and set aside some time to do that. So how many of us have done that? Answer the question for yourself. Then you will see why the condition of the Muslims is in the condition that they are. Why we cannot change our own lives, why we challenge anyway, so it's easy enough for you to give that excuse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, these ways of communication can be manipulated. They can be affected. So as the impact upon the human consciousness in different ways, randomly, the human being can be brainwashed. The human being
7 billion dollars a year.
such that the first half of the story is with the buffalo. So the red line is what I'd need. So the Latvia. But I would be sort of, in particular, because it is the ones that come alive, and they have very great and powerful messages for us. Memorize it. Give it to your children to memorize it. Read them regularly. And then, memorize all the identities. Take in the other identities of the other knowing. Keep that as a basis and memorize that for you. Or 20 of them. And then teach those to your children. So it becomes a basis for your Islamic language and your reference. After this, what I can say more, but I don't want to say more because I have to respect the time. I want to thank you very much for listening to me, for your collaboration, and I ask for forgiveness for me and for you for our interest and our behavior. If I said something which is right, if some of us are proud of God, if I said something wrong, which might be, you can throw it against the wall, throw it in the garbage on your way outside the door. If there are some questions that I can answer, I'll be glad to do so. But it has to be on the subject. If I ask a question about September 11th or about the son of a bin Laden, I wasn't there and I don't know.
Just as I picked up on this note, if you have any questions, please write them down. Just if you have any questions, write them down and send them over with one of the children. I can see a lot of them running around over there, so.
That's the relaxed portion. That was the intense portion. head.
Okay, that's not on the topic. Well, I'm answering it. Don't do it again.